2.13. The superficial superintendent. The superficial qualities of the superintendent of the school led many to question his suitability for the job. Most couldn't wait for a new supervisor to supersede him. He acted so superior and thought he possessed superb good looks. He would lay out in the sunlight in order to get a tan. But the joke was on him because his sunburn would be so bad that he looked like an evil supernatural being. He was superbly unknowledgeable, reaching unseen summits of ignorance. But because he had powers of supervision over young students, he thought he could get away with supplanting truth with lies. He claimed he had a beautiful sunlit suite in Beverly Hills. He would pack his suitcase and go across the country every weekend to stay there. "I eat the most sumptuous food in Beverly Hills restaurants," he claimed. While chatting about history, he even tried to claim that an ancestor of his invented the sundial. Sometimes the stories would border on the absolutely fantastic. He once told the students that he could hover in the middle of the air when no one was looking. He also claimed to be able to summon dead spirits. Did he think the students were believers in superstition? It seemed he needed a psychiatrist to closely supervise his activities. On one occasion, the students paid one to listen to the superintendent's rants. "What I see," the doctor said afterwards, "is a very sullen man. He actually has a very supple mind. He suffers from an overly strong desire to make his agile mind public knowledge. This desire is supplemented by a fear of dying as an unknown." Whatever the situation, the superintendent remained as he always had been.